जर्धना संपादा गौरांगिरादुतिपदा जर्धना संपादा गौरांगिरादुतिपदा जर्धना संपादा
जय ब्रजेंद्र सुत मा In honor of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we probably have people here who don't know who is... Anyone doesn't know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Okay. Would you like to know who is... why you came here or what's going on here tonight? Okay. Well, there's his picture, at least his deity form, and... this chanting, congregational chanting, is called Sankirtan. And when all together, many persons very happily singing Krishna's holy name, this is Sankirtan. Here, try this. It just keeps moving, so just that little screw. He appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared something like 530 years ago in the northeast part of India, in West Bengal, in the area called Navadvip, district of Nadia, Navadvip. And Lord Chaitanya there, he began, after some years of student life and so forth, he conducted the congregational chanting of the holy name. First he began in the house of one great devotee, Srivas Pandit. And many, many Vaishnavas came, and it was so ecstatic They decided, let's do this every night. And it was so ecstatic. It went on all night long until the sunrise the next morning. And they did that every night. And they still went to work. We're not going to stay up till tomorrow morning over here. But they did. Because it was prema sankirtan, loving ecstasy of chanting the Krishna's holy name. And then it became so ecstatic that it burst out of the courtyard of Srivas Thakur, Srivas Pandit. There's a whole series of events. And he went through all the marketplaces of Navadvip, right to the palace of the Muslim ruler, Chankazi. 10,000 angry Bengalis came to his doorstep. He hid under his bed. Lord Chaitanya said, you can come out, it's okay. We won't harm you. And they discussed many topics, and Chankazi then blessed Lord Chaitanya and his followers that from that day forward, the chanting of the holy name could go on without restriction throughout all of Navadvip. And any future descendants of his who would become similar rulers, they should also observe this principle. And so Lord Chaitanya took the chanting throughout all the villages of Navadvip. And then another series of events took place, and Lord Chaitanya took the renounced order of life and he left Navadvip. At the request of his mother, he went to Puri on the east coast of India, kind of south of Navadvip. And then he traveled throughout all of India, doing the same thing, taking the holy name and giving the holy name in ecstatic love to many, 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 many millions and millions and millions. There's a lot of people in India. And then he foretold that this chanting will be heard in every town and every village of the world, including Chicago. He didn't say including Chicago, but the world includes Chicago. And wherever else everybody is from, Russia and Africa and China and Timbuktu and you name it. Every town and village. And on his order, his followers took that order upon their head and gave the chanting of the holy name to one and all. And eventually, one of those followers, in his Murti form, appears to Srila Prabhupada, on the order of his spiritual master from that same line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took outside of India to the Western countries, and then from the Western countries to all over the world. And here we are, engaged in the congregational chanting of the holy name, started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is a wonderful song by one of his wonderful followers, Narottama Das Thakur, who, well, one of our acharyas said, whatever he wrote, it's scripture. And here's what he wrote in this nice song. I'll read the translation. You heard the song. Anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya as his only asset knows the true essence of devotional service. So Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Every year we say 5,000 years ago. The next year is 5,000 years ago. And the next year is 5,000 years ago. We've been saying 5,000 years ago for 50 years. 5,000 years ago, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. And we have copies of Bhagavad Gita out in the bookstore, in gift shop. He spoke Bhagavad Gita. They didn't have a MP3 recorder. But they had Vyasadeva, who has perfect recall without a recorder. He just has that kind of memory. And he wrote it down, what Krishna spoke to Arjuna. And the concluding instruction to Arjuna was, Sarva dharmam parityaja, mamikam sharanam vraja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo, moksha yishyami ma suchaha. Krishna said to Arjuna, there are many varieties of religiosity, dharma, but they're all subservient to one principle of dharma, the paradharma, the supreme principle that all other activities should be subservient to. And what is that? Surrender to Krishna. Mam ekam sharanam. Surrender unto Krishna alone. And Narottam Das Thakur is saying that anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya as his only asset knows the true essence of devotional service. So there's a secret here. I'll tell you the secret. But it's the kind of secret that even if I tell you, unless you're taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, it'll remain a secret, so that's okay. It's that kind of secret. And that kind of secret is to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. He is so merciful, he will give you Krishna. You take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, and he'll give you Krishna shelter. I'll say it again. She liked it. You take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, and he'll give you shelter of Krishna. Just like that. So one who has taken shelter of Lord Chaitanya as his only asset, he knows the true essence of devotional service. Shelter of Krishna, loving devotion to Krishna. This is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those of you that are new, or kind of new, you see there's nicely decorated altar. You see our pujari over here on the right. He's setting up some little curtains because he's going to make some offerings of very nicely prepared food to offer to the deities. And when he makes that offering, he's going to ring a little bell and he's going to say some prayers in Sanskrit. And I'll tell you what it is in Sanskrit, one of them, and what the meaning is in English. I don't know it in Russian. Sorry. Or Chinese or any of the other languages. So, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gora Tushe Namaha. That's one of the mantras. It's a prayer to Lord Chaitanya, who is the most merciful, munificent, or extremely merciful incarnation of the Personality of Godhead, because he gives very freely what no one else has ever even offered before. Transcendental love for Krishna like is found in Vrindavan. He gives them. So if you take shelter of the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you get that. And just wait till you take the prasad. As soon as I finish, they'll be serving upstairs and you'll taste in another form that ecstasy, the true essence of devotional service, is the shelter of Lord Chaitanya's two lotus feet. The heart of anyone who gives submissive oral reception to the pleasing and sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya immediately becomes cleansed of all material contamination. If we had several hours, I would be very happy to narrate some of Lord Chaitanya's wonderful pastimes. We don't have several hours. because kirtan is coming after this. But let me think of a very nice pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm thinking of many nice pastimes. I'll have to select one. I'll tell you one. When Lord Chaitanya began the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the house of Srivas Thakur, he only allowed persons who were pure. That wasn't the largest percentage of people were not pure personalities, pure souls. They locked the gate. No, here in America we don't have gates, but those of you from India, you know. They locked the gate. Big wall, big gate, locked the gate. And the people outside, guess what? They were envious. What are they doing inside? We hear this loud calling and noise, and they're probably having a drunken party, drinking intoxication and screaming loudly and having wild party. And they started, many things happened. They started spreading a rumor. You know, it's not new. Psst, psst, psst. Rumor. The king, the Muslim king, is so disturbed by this loud chanting. He's sending a boatload of soldiers to come here and destroy the whole of Navadvip. We should stop this. Take the house of Srivas Thakur, break it down into pieces and throw it into the Ganga. And things like that. So, you know how rumors are. When you speak, when someone speaks a rumor about another person, the other person is going to hear. So Srivas Thakur heard, and he started feeling very much filled with anxiety, because he thought, the devotees are going to be in trouble because of me. It wasn't him, it was Lord Chaitanya. And the chanting of the holy name was going on so enthusiastically that other people were envious and maybe the devotees would be harmed. So he was in anxiety. And Lord Chaitanya, being in the heart of every living entity, he knew that Srivas was in anxiety, and he wanted to take away that anxiety from his heart. So one morning, when he was going to the Ganga to take his bath, he saw on the opposite side of the Ganga some cows and some young boys taking care of the cows. And his mind became absorbed in Vrindavan. And he started calling out Krishna's name very loudly in the mood of the cowherd boys calling for Krishna. And then suddenly he turned and he ran full speed. He ran fast towards the house of Srivas Pandit in that mood. It was early in the morning and Srivas Pandit was worshipping his deities at home, his Shalagram Shila, Damodar Shila specifically. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered, he had the deity off the altar and it was placed on the floor on a table and he was doing his puja. And Lord Chaitanya went and sat right on the altar where the deity was, and said, Srivas, worship me. And Srivas didn't know what to do. I'm worshiping my deity, and those that know about deity worship, you don't stop your deity worship in the middle of the deity worship, you continue, but worship me. He said, Srivas, I know you're in big anxiety about this rumor that the king is coming with a boatload of soldiers to destroy Navadvip. Srivas, I tell you, listen to me carefully. I will go to the boatload of soldiers and tell them, take me to your king. Take me to the capital and the palace of the king. And when they take me there, I'll challenge them. bring all of the mullahs and the qazis and all of the priestly group of people and the, whatever they call them in the Muslim group. And you get them all together to get one person to call the name of God in ecstatic love. And they will not be able to do it. I'll challenge them. And then I'll give them another challenge. I will go into the forest and take wild forest animals and bring them to the palace and induce them to chant the holy name in ecstatic love. Srivas, don't doubt it for a moment. Srivas, bring your niece, Narayani, bring her here at once, little girl. Like that little child that wanted to handle the harmonium. Little girl. And he brought Narayani. He said, Narayani, chant Krishna's name in love of God. And Narayani called out, Krishna! Chant again, Krishna! She started dancing and chanting again and again in ecstatic love of God. Srivas fell on the floor at Lord Chaitanya's feet and said, I accept. My anxiety is all gone. You can take care of anything. You're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You and your pastimes are completely transcendental. And you always protect your devotee. The heart of anyone who gives submission and oral reception to the pleasing and sweet pastimes of Chaitanya immediately becomes cleansed of all material contamination. And there are volumes. Go to the gift shop and you'll see volumes of descriptions of wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who simply chants the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. We did that because when we sang the song. Sri Krishna Chaitanya will immediately develop love of Godhead. I offer him all congratulations saying, Bravo! I don't know what that is in Russian or Chinese or Swahili, but it's, you get the idea. If anyone feels ecstasy and cries by simply hearing the transcendental qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he at once understands the eternal loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. This is one of our essential teachings about Lord Chaitanya, that Lord Chaitanya, although he's in the mood and the form of a devotee of Krishna, by his mercy one gets entrance into the understanding of the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. This is the merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who has understood that the associates of Lord Chaitanya are eternally liberated souls immediately becomes eligible to enter into the abode of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan, in his next birth. This is a painting on the right that shows Lord Chaitanya and his mridanga player and the kartal player, just like we were doing, and his other associates who are joining in the kirtan. And this very same mood of ecstatic love of Lord Chaitanya is the same mood as the gopis as they were associating and singing with their musical instruments for their beloved Sri Krishna. Entering into this mood gives one entrance into this mood of love in the mood of Braja, the land of Vrindavan. If anyone understands there is no difference between Gaura Mandala, that's where Lord Chaitanya resides in the spiritual world, and there's no difference of that place in West Bengal from the spiritual abode of Sri Vrindavan, then he actually lives in Vrindavan. Now, there's another little PowerPoint presentation. Where's Goloka? Oh, excuse me. Anyway, There's a verse in Shri Brahma Samhita that says, Goloka namni nijadamni chade chatasya Devi maheshu haridama suteshu teshu Te te prabhava nihitasvihitascheyena Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. In that verse it says, the configuration of the material and spiritual sky is at the bottom is where we are, unfortunately. And that's Devi Dham, the abode of Devi or Parvati. And above is the abode of Mahesh Dham or Lord Shiva. That's in between, not exactly in this realm, not exactly in the Vaikuntha realm either. That's okay. That's okay. We'll do that. And then above Mahesh Dham is Hari Dham. Hari is the Lord of Vaikuntha. And then above the Vaikuntha realm is Goloka Dham. That's where Krishna resides. That's what's being spoken of here. That Goloka Dham, that's in the spiritual sky, has one part of it as the residence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The residence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyway, we need a traffic control person. Anyway, within that abode of Krishna called Goloka, there's a very large lotus flower upon which Radha and Krishna reside. It's their residence. And the petals of that lotus are the abodes of Vrindavan. And outside that region is what's called a quadrangular region or four-sided region called Swetadweep. Sweta means white. And Dvipa means island. It's the abode of Mathura and Dwarka, the abode of the other forms and the other residences of the other features of the Supreme Lord Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He resides eternally in the spiritual world, and like Krishna from time to time, yada yadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, he comes and descends into this realm and exhibits these wonderful pastimes depicted here. And the transcendentalists understand that the abode of Lord Chaitanya manifested here is the same as the abode of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna in the spiritual realm. If we had these other pictures, it'd be easy. Pictures make things easy. But anyway, that's what the verse is saying of Narottam Das Thakur. And here you see Lord Chaitanya, and behind him are Radha and Krishna, because Lord Chaitanya is, are you ready? Radha and Krishna in one form. What? Here's the verse. Wow, we got a lot of people back here. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Asmat Ekatma Bhav Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Veda Gatau Tau. That verse says, Radha Krishna, there's Radha Krishna, are eternally manifest in two forms. There they are, Radha Krishna, just like on the altar. Radha Krishna, Kishore Kishori, Radha Krishna, manifest in two forms. But the verse says, although two forms, it's one entity. One entity like the sun and the sunshine are one entity. Yes? The sun and the sunshine are inseparable. You don't find sunshine without sun. You don't find sun without sunshine. They're inseparable. But the shine is not the sun and the sun is not the shine, but they're inseparable. Like that, Radha is the energy, and Krishna is the energetic. But one entity, eternally manifest as two forms. And the other part of that verse says, when those two forms become one form, same entity, one entity, manifesting one form. Krishna, in the mood of Radha, and the complexion of Radha. What's Radha's complexion? Radha's complexion is golden, like molten gold, that kind of golden. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's complexion was molten gold, same as Radha, and same mood, bhava, as Radha. And what was the mood or bhava of Radha? Intense love for Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to experience and express that love that Radha has for Krishna. And who are we? We're little conditioned souls struggling with our mind and senses in this dark Devi Dham. But he descended into Devi Dham to give us that. And the primary means for getting that was what we just did a while ago, chanting the holy name. And we're going to do it again too. Stick around. And come again next week, and we do it again and again. Don't wait till next week. Come during the week, and we do it during the week too. Multiple times. Anyone who takes pleasure in sporting within the waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God immediately becomes a confidential devotee of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. It doesn't matter whether such a devotee is in the renounced order of life or whether he is a householder. If he is actually taking part in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan activities and actually understanding what it is, that's why you have to go to the bookstore and get the books and read the books so you can understand what it is along with the chanting of the holy name, then such a person is always liberated. Narottam Das aspires for that anyone's association. And anyone means anyone. Doesn't matter. Caste, color, creed, gender, age, culture, language. Doesn't matter. Just meet these characteristics and Narottam wants your association. And we also want your association. We want to join together in the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, congregationally chanting his holy name, one and all. And side by side, as Lord Chaitanya did, along with chanting, he gave teachings. Primarily he gave teachings to his devotees, who then wrote those teachings under his instruction to do so. And then those writings, mainly they were in Sanskrit, and then they've been very kindly translated by our founder Acharya or his followers under his order to do so. And the bookstore is filled with them. And here in the temple we have classes morning and evening on these teachings, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. We don't have so many people here on Wednesday night as we have on Sunday night. But it would be nice if you could come. We'll share these same teachings and have the same Sankirtan and nice prasadam too by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the gift, I'll just end with this. The gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give was the gift of love for Krishna in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, which is a very, very special mood of intimacy, of love. He wanted to give it to everyone. And as he began distributing that love of God, something very miraculous happened. The storehouse of love of God, although distributing the contents, it should have gotten less contents, but the contents increased. The storehouse increased. So then he got his other associates to assist him. Help me distribute the contents. And as they helped distribute the contents, it became more and more. It started flooding in all directions. And he was very happy that love of God was flooding all over the place. And then he indicated, it should go all over the world. And so Prabhupada helped take it all over the world. And Prabhupada, I'll share a little Prabhupada story and end with this. Hot summer day in New York, July 1974. Prabhupada spoke in a very humble way about himself. He said, I was loitering in some dark corner of the universe, and my merciful spiritual master found me, and he made me fortunate. He said, take this teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, receive it very nicely, and give it to others. So my life has become fortunate. And following the instruction of Chaitanya, following the instruction of Lord Chaitanya and my spiritual master, I've come to the Western countries. Following the order of my spiritual master, I've found you loitering in some dark place, and now I've made you fortunate. Jai Prabhupada. And then he said, and now I'm requesting each of you, take this wonderful message of Lord Chaitanya and the chanting of the holy name and go here and there and find others loitering in some dark place and give them the chanting of the holy name and this message of Lord Chaitanya and make their lives fortunate. So here we are, becoming fortunate. And then on behalf of my spiritual master, our founder Acharya, I'll ask you, take this message. Receive it in your heart, just like Narottam is saying. Receive it fully within your heart. And then go forward, find other people loitering in some dark corner of the universe and give them this wonderful process of chanting and the message of Krishna. And make them fortunate. And who are any of us to do any of this? We're like little insignificant nothings. So we're insignificant, but the instruction is significant. The mercy coming from Lord Chaitanya, very significant. Please take it seriously. Those who take this seriously, you'll become fortunate and others will become fortunate. Exactly what Bhaktisiddhanta said to Srila Prabhupada. All it takes is one sincere soul to let that go into your heart and your life will become completely transformed. You don't have to change your situation of life. You don't have to give up something or something. Just take this message. Bring it into your heart. Receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the most fin, and Narottam Das Thakur, and we will desire your association very, very much. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Gaur Premanandi.